From NPR News, in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. A major earthquake measuring a magnitude 7.0 has collapsed buildings in Haiti's capital, Port-au-Prince, leaving much of the city in rubble. Aftershocks continue amid mounting reports of deaths and injuries. Ed Thompson reports.
The quake struck just before 5 p.m. Eastern Time, centered only 10 miles from the capital, Port-au-Prince. The epicenter was at a depth of only about 6 miles, which increased the destruction. The country's presidential palace, several government buildings, and a hospital were among the structures that collapsed. The cries and screams of victims trapped beneath the rubble of buildings could be heard as smoke and dust filled the air. There are numerous reports of dead bodies. The headquarters of the UN mission in Haiti has sustained serious damage, and the UN reports a large number of its personnel unaccounted for. As numerous strong aftershocks continue to shake the impoverished country, aid agencies are dispatching teams to Haiti. For NPR News, I'm Ed Thompson.
U.S. disaster relief officials say they're mobilizing help for earthquake victims. Communication is a challenge because of downed power lines. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says the U.S. stands ready to provide whatever help is needed.
The United States is offering our full assistance to Haiti and to others in the region. We will be providing both civilian and military disaster relief and humanitarian assistance, and our prayers are with the people who have suffered, their families, and their loved ones.
The U.S. Agency for International Development said in a statement that it is sending teams, including up to 72 people and search and rescue dogs, and 48 tons of equipment to Haiti. Google is considering an end to its operations in China. The search giant discovered that Google email accounts of human rights activists had been breached. NPR's Laura Seidel has the story.
Google revealed the breach in a blog by its chief legal officer. David Drummond wrote that the company discovered a highly sophisticated and targeted attack on its online services and that the attack originated in China. After closer investigation, Drummond says Google officials realized that the primary goal of the attack was to access the Gmail accounts of Chinese human rights activists in China, Europe, and the U.S. Google has not said if the Chinese government was responsible for the breach, but Drummond wrote that Google has decided it will no longer censor results on its China-based search engine. Company officials plan to meet with the Chinese government and discuss whether Google can operate in the country without filtering its searches. Google has had a China-based search engine since 2006. The company says it's willing to close up its offices there in protest. Laura Seidel, NPR News, San Francisco.
On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 36 points to close at 10,627. The Nasdaq Composite Index fell 30 points to close at 2,282, and the S&P 500 was down 10 points. This is NPR News. The U.S. government says that while the pace of job losses is slowing, the number of people competing for each job is increasing. The Labor Department reports there are fewer job openings last month. It also reported that there were nearly 6.4 unemployed workers on average for each available job in November, up 0.4% from the month before. The unemployment rate held steady at 10% in November and December. Law officials in Georgia made numerous arrests and seized hundreds of computers believed to be used in the distribution of child pornography. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Rose Scott reports.
Early Tuesday morning, Operation Restore Hope began. More than 89 search warrants executed in 34 counties in the state. Officials targeted those electronically sharing child porn over the internet.
It is a combination of digital photographs and videos of child pornography.
Vernon Keenan is the director for Georgia's Bureau of Investigation. He says it took hundreds of local and federal agents to help track internet addresses of those possibly involved.
We work with over 100 law enforcement agencies in Georgia to aggressively investigate those persons collecting, distributing, and in some cases manufacturing child pornography.
So far, more than 40 arrests have been made. For NPR News, I'm Rose Scott in Atlanta.
Oil prices fell for a second straight day. Benchmark crude for February delivery fell $1.73 to settle at $80.79 on the New York Mercantile Exchange. I'm Shay Stevens, NPR News from Washington.